respects to yonder young lady and tell her she is a true lover of mine. Tell her to make me a fine cambric shirt every season, both narrow and twine, without either seam or needle stitch work, and then she can be a true lover of mine. Tell her to wash it at yonder's well every season, both narrow and twine, where water ne'er sprung nor rain never fell, and then she can be a true lover of mine. Tell her to dry it on yonder's thorn bush every season, both narrow and twine, where blossoms ne'er bloom since Adam was born, and then she can be a true lover of mine. Go pay my respects to yonder young man and tell him he is a true lover of mine. Tell him to buy him an acre of land every season, both narrow and twine, between the salt waters and the sea sand, and then he can be a true lover of mine. Tell him to plow it with a muley cow's horn every season, both narrow and twine, and seed it all over with one grain of corn, and then he can be a true lover of mine. Tell him to reap it with a sickle of leather every season, both narrow and twine, and bind it all up with a pea rooster's feather, and then he can be a true lover of mine. Tell him to thrash it on yonder's wall every season, both narrow and twine, and not for his life let one grain fall, and then he can be a true lover of mine. And when he has done and finished his work every season, both narrow and twine, what tell the young fool come after his shirt, and then he can be a true lover of mine.
What's the name of that now?
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
Everything in there was impossible.
Oh,
you remember?
I see. I see where it comes in now.
You see, plowing with a muley cow's horn, but a muley cow hadn't got any horn, you know, and seeded all over with one grain. In the first place, you see, buying an acre of land between the salt water and the sea sand, you see.
I see.
And it's
the impossibilities.
It's every bit the impossibilities.
Gee whiz. Well, did you learn that song when you were a girl? Or?
Oh, yes. My mother sang that.
Is
that's
that right?
100 years old.
100 years old.
Yeah.
What's your full name?
Emma Pewter Ball Medlin.
Medlin, and this name of this town is
Pangburn.
Pangburn, that's right. Well, this is September 10th, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. This is the 10th, 1960. Well, that's that.